This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, September 26th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Bill Cosby, the 81-year-old actor and comedian, once dubbed America's Dad, has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in a state facility for sexually assaulting a former Temple University employee at his home in 2004, reports CBS3. Judge Stephen O'Neill ruled Cosby as a, quote, sexually violent predator, end quote. The classification means that Cosby must undergo lifetime counseling and report quarterly to authorities. His name will appear on a sex offender registry sent to neighbors, schools, and victims. Anne Graham Lott, the daughter of the late Billy Graham, says her breast cancer surgery went well, and thank God and all those who've prayed for her during her operation, reports the Christian Post. In a Facebook update a day after the surgery, Lott wrote, quote, "Cancer seemed contained with none apparently in the lymph nodes. Praise God. Thank you for your prayers. God has poured out his blessing. I'm at peace with joy and expectancy that this is a journey he wants me on. I love following the shepherd," end quote. Comparing President Donald Trump to Samson, Noah, and Elijah, Lance Wallnau believes a cultural awakening is afoot if Christians back Trump and vote Republican in the midterms, reports the Christian Post. In a presentation Friday afternoon at the Values Voters Summit at the Omni Shoreham Hotel, Wallnau, author of God's Chaos Candidate, Donald J. Trump and the American Unraveling, urged Christians and conservatives to back Trump at the ballot box in November. Wallnau has famously likened Trump to King Cyrus, the Persian king whom God anointed in Isaiah 45 to bring deliverance to the Israelites who were captive in Babylon. But he also considers him a Samson-like figure. Referring to President Trump's tweets and other antics, Wallnau said, quote, "I think America deserves judgment. I can think of nothing more characteristic of the narcissism of our nation than believers themselves offended at the nature of the ark that God designs for a flood," end quote. After Rio Rancho, New Mexico middle school principal Linda Kitts denied 8th grader Dylan Fredette the ability to set up and promote a Students for Life club because it was something that she thought would only create controversy, the Thomas More Society sent a letter backing the right to organize a pro-life club, reports the Christian Post. The school recanted and said that they would, quote, "certainly allow a club of its nature," end quote. The Worldview spoke to Matt Lamb of Students for Life about another situation that is developing in North Dakota.
We actually just had a situation, you're getting the first scoop, at North Dakota State University, where we wanted to do our They Feel Pain display about ending late-term abortions, and the school let us do it, but they sent out a warning email to the entire school community warning them that we were going to have this display, which doesn't use graphic images. It uses quotes, and it uses medically accurate photos of what happens during an abortion, like you would find in any medical school or nursing school textbook. And then it turns out the vice provost, who made the decision, is a local Democrat party leader.
Pray for every student who is seeking to honor the Lord and his gift of life in these 1,200 Students for Life clubs across the nation. The leftists yelled and snarled at Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas in a D.C. restaurant on Monday night over his support for Trump Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh declared that he never sexually assaulted anyone, but that he was a virgin through high school, through college, and many years afterwards, in an exclusive Fox News appearance on Monday. I've got the audio of both in a Worldview special report immediately following the newscast today. And finally, the Wall Street Journal recently published a column entitled, "Do We Still Need to Believe in Hell?" which has evangelist Franklin Graham speaking out. The column posed questions about the afterlife and if hell even exists. Written by Dr. Scott Bruce, professor of history at Fordham University, he argued that, quote, "hell is a cruel and oppressive concept," end quote, that has lost its power on mankind thanks to scientific theories like Charles Darwin's evolution. The professor asserted that the concept of hell should be dispelled from humanity, saying, quote, "in some distant, better future, The foreclosure of hell will be an important step in the maturation of human communities that can mete out justice on their own without supernatural aid. End quote. Upon reading the column, Graham took to Twitter to defend what the Bible says about hell, that it's not a concept, but reality. Graham wrote, quote, "Hell is a very real place that will be the eternal destination of souls who reject the forgiveness and salvation that a loving God offers through his Son, Jesus Christ. Heaven is also a real place, prepared for those who put their faith and trust in Christ. Now is the time when we choose our eternal destiny, the Bible tells us. Now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians 6:2. If you died today, are you sure of your destination? End quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, September 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. Protesters from the group Smash Racism DC forced Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and his wife Heidi out of an Italian restaurant named Fiola in DC Monday night, questioning the senator on his vote for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, reports CNN. According to a video of the incident they posted on Twitter, protesters gathered around the senator's table, chanting, quote, "We believe survivors," end quote, an apparent reference to Christine Blasey Ford, who has claimed that Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her 30 years ago while they were both attending a high school party. Despite the fact that the protesters were snarling in his face and giving him the middle finger, you will hear Senator Cruz say, "God bless you, ma'am," as well as insist that they allow his wife through.
"We believe survivors! We believe survivors! We believe survivors! We believe survivors!
They know it's way hotter than you do!
We believe survivors! We believe survivors! We believe survivors!
You can't be a son!
Let my wife through!
We believe survivors!
We believe survivors!
The premises. This is a private space.
Cruz is a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which on Thursday will hear testimony from Mrs. Ford and from Kavanaugh himself. In a Monday night interview with Fox News host Martha McCallum, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh went beyond a categorical denial of the claim by Christine Blasey Ford that he assaulted her back in high school during a party. Listen to the exchange from the Fox News Channel.
"We're talking about an allegation of sexual assault. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. And the girls from the schools I went to and I were friends."
"So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?"
"That's correct."
"Never had sexual intercourse with anyone in high school?"
"Correct."
"And through what years in college, since we're probing into your personal life?"
Many years after. I'll leave it at that. Many years after.
Women who have known Kavanaugh personally and or professionally gathered Friday to assert that the allegations of sexual abuse against him are false, reports LifeNews.com. And according to some political analysts, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, a liberal and pro-abortion politician, is poised to make or break Brett Kavanaugh's chance of becoming a Supreme Court nominee, reports TheHill.com. A big reason for that is several Senate colleagues are waiting to see what Collins will do before announcing their positions. Kavanaugh will have virtually no chance at confirmation if Collins says she believes Christine Blasey Ford's allegation that he sexually assaulted her at a high school party in 1982, according to people on both sides of the partisan Supreme Court fight. Senate Republican aides think that Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska will likely vote the same way as Collins, who thus far has played a more vocal role in the debate over Kavanaugh. One senior GOP aide said, quote, "We're talking about a jury of one, Susan Collins," end quote. You can send an email or call Senators Collins and Murkowski, as well as your two senators, through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.